Amen. I want to read the book of Luke tonight. If you got a Bible, well, you think about the word lost, and that means you're outside the fold. Amen. You're in a bad place. I mean, you're not in the place, amen, of being with the fold. That's what the meaning is. In the book of Luke 15, the sheep was outside the fold. The silver was outside its place. The son was outside the home. They was lost. Amen. Listen, when conviction of sin comes and you see yourself lost, amen, it just is the workings of God to get a man there. A man can't get lost unless God gets him lost. Amen. That's through the word preached to his heart. When Holy Spirit conviction falls in that heart of that man. Amen. Luke 14 tonight, if you look with me there in the scripture, Luke 14, and there's a few thoughts I've got this evening. And may God, thank God, pull together and work this thing out. Amen. I preached last night at the old regular. Amen. Had a good little meeting and I got preaching and I told my wife it just took me a minute to find the avenue. Amen. And sometimes it's just that way. And I appreciate the good meeting last night and the good presence of God this morning. And may the word be effective in our heart tonight. The Bible said, of course, this is a kingdom of God book. The New Testament, Jesus spake about the kingdom of God. Amen. He said in verse 15, and when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. Notice that. Thank God to supper tonight. And I want to relate this to, amen, thank God. God being invited by the king. Amen. Invited by the one that made the supper. And the Bible said, and he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And so he says, they're ready now. And then by, notice verse 18, but they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them, and pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. I think the servant's a picture of the Holy Ghost, and we can't do nothing without him. He is the one that bids men to come. Amen. And he said, here the master of the house being angry, he said to his servant, go out quickly, and notice how urgent it was, into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Amen. Here the night in the scripture. Is thank God this man made a supper, and he sent his servant to go bid them, amen, to come. Now he'd already invited some, and they started making excuses why they couldn't come. But I'm interested tonight, brethren, on the people he said go get. Amen. It's amazing to me here. The man made a great supper, but who he told his servant to go out and get to bring to the supper. Notice, if you will. Thank God, verse number 21, he said, bring hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Bring forth them, thank God, into the supper. And I thought about that tonight, that there is, thank God, them that cannot help theirself. If you look at this thing tonight, the ones that were first invited, amen, gave excuse to the fact of land and plowing, and then a wife, amen. And I know a lot of people preach a lot of different things on that. Thank God about the busyness of the, thank God of the world and different businesses. Amen, that they've got to attend to. But I'm telling you tonight, there's nothing more important than to know, thank God, you're saved tonight. Amen. I don't know of anything in this life of these youngins hearing the Word of God and being saved. Amen. In fact, that we come into this hour to hear the man of God preach. Amen. What what God says. And I'm telling you tonight, the only way you'll get in is God speak your heart. And he does have a servant tonight, and this is the preaching, but the servant really is the Holy Ghost, amen, that went out and bid people. I can't bid people to come. I can, my friend, thank God, persuade them, but I can't bid them. I can't say, amen, come. I'm not the inviter. Hey, God of salvation, the Holy Ghost is. Amen. Listen, if I invited you, you might make an invitation, a response to what I say and what somebody would say. Thank God, I'm the preach, the Word of God, and I'm to tell people about Christ, but it is the Holy Ghost, thank God, that bids men to come. You never would come tonight if he had not come where you were at and spoke to your heart and bid you to come. Thank God, there's excuses made here, and it looks like it's Israel tonight. Amen, saying we not coming. Amen. They just made an excuse to cover up the reason they didn't want to come. Amen, that's what excuses are for. Amen, to make an excuse to justify their self why they're not coming. Thank God to the supper, but he said go out and get the poor and the maimed and the halt and blind. So there's some things about this poor group of people, amen, that they could not do anything, amen, but just come. God had to have somebody to help them come, amen. If you think about a poor man, that somebody don't have nothing, amen. He was a pauper or a beggar, amen. And surely tonight, thank God, when we want a church full of beggars and poor people, amen. But Jesus said the gospel's preached to them, amen. Well, see, when you don't have nothing, thank God you're in the line to receive something. Amen. Long as you got something, you probably ain't going to receive anything. Amen. That's why it's better not to have a profession, thank God, and not have possession. Amen. It's better not to have that. It's better, thank God, for the ground to be sowed on. Amen. For people that's just poor, they don't have nothing. Amen. They see have nothing to offer God. Nothing I can do. Nothing. I'm poor. Amen. I have nothing. Amen. I'm just a beggar. That's all I am. I have no, thank God, nothing I can give but myself. And brethren, I'm telling you, that is a poor person. Amen. Listen, Jesus put emphasis on the poor. Amen. He said the poor have the gospel. Amen. He said go out and get the poor and bring them in. He's wanting to fill his supper up. Thank God, with poor people. Amen. That's right. The poor don't have a lot of friends. Amen. The rich is the one that have the friends. The poor ain't got a lot of friends. Amen. You're not going knocking on many poor people. Amen. That's right. Because listen, God says give to them that can't give back to you. Amen. Do something good for somebody. I thought about that thing, friend. I don't know how you feel. I've got mixed emotions. Amen. About these people holding up signs saying they have a need by the roadside. Hey, everywhere now. Amen. Thank God. I don't know, but I'm telling you, friend, maybe. Amen. I've gave a little here and there. And brethren, I don't think we ought to pad the pocket. Amen. Of sin. But I'll tell you this. Amen. There are some poor people really in this day. That there's people that don't have much. Amen. It used to be a whole lot more of them. In the Bible, when a man was poor and he was a beggar. Amen. Look what Jesus done for them. Amen. The blind beggar. Amen. Hey, God's Bartimaeus. Amen. Set by what? The wayside begging. Amen. Think about all the religious people around that man. Thank God, but here he's sitting there begging. Amen. And brother Jesus, thank God, said, what do you want? Amen. He had nothing. He was a poor beggar. Amen. He had nothing. Amen. Nothing. Thank God, that's why he cried the more, have mercy on me. Amen. Listen, friend. I'm telling you, you're going to have to get poor before you get rich. Thank God, Jesus became poor that we might be made rich. Amen. He left heaven. He left the glory of heaven. Amen. Thank God, in the heavens, friend, he came down. Amen. Took on a robe of flesh, humbled himself, and became man. Amen. Thank God, he experienced what we experienced. He got tired. Amen. He got hungry. Amen. Thank God, he went through things. Amen. In fact, how did he learn? Oh, thank God, my friend, he learned obedience. Amen. Through suffering, the Bible said. The Bible said, brother, listen. Thank God, he wept and cried. A strong crying in the Bible. Amen. He cried over us. He wept over Lazarus. Amen. Listen. Thank God, it's a poor man, friend. Thank God, that'll look for help. When you have nothing, amen.
man. Hey, God, the Gentile people had nothing. They were come. They was outside the covenant. They did not have no way to God, friend. Hey, man, they was a little lone outcast. Hey, man, Gentile dogs. Hey, man, listen. But God had mercy on a poor Gentile people. Hey, man, we didn't have the knowledge of God. We didn't wasn't in the covenant of God. As far as what God gave Israel, we didn't have no hope. Amen. We wasn't, amen. There was no hopers, amen. Hey, God, what could we do? We didn't have nothing. Amen. We was outcasts. Amen. Paul prays. And you ever read that chapter 22, I think it is, when he lifted up his hand and started preaching. And when he gave the discourse, amen, and listen, it said, he said the word Gentiles. And he said, and when he said this word, Gentiles, amen, they said this man deserves to die. Amen. The God of heaven, amen, one day, thank God, woke up Peter up there, friend, and said, it ain't unclean. Amen. Go down there where these men bade you. Hey, stand at the door. Hey, God, there's a poor man down there. Amen. Poor in spirit. Amen. Poor in spirit. Go down there. Thank God with them. Hey, God, Peter had the riches of the gospel. Amen. He had the key to. Hey, God, to give it out. Amen. And a man had no hope in him unless the gospel was given to him. And he gave it to him. Hey, God, he got saved in the Holy Ghost. I fell on him. I'm telling you, it's a blessing tonight. I'm glad, thank God, he came as poor man. I like the verse, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Amen. I had nothing. Thank God, but he had everything. I'm telling you, that's the only way. And a man to get in, as he don't have nothing to offer. Amen. That's right. He picked them poor people, buddy. You never thought about that. You know, I was preaching last night, them folk up there. And God helped us. And I thought, you know, these people come from the hills. Amen. Y'all, brother, know Brother Todd. And some of y'all, I mean, them people up there is poor in a lot of areas. But you know what? It looks like God kind of hovers over them people. Amen. A little bit more than he does. Some of these people think they got something. Amen. Listen, friend, tonight, when you come to that place in your life to see that you're this poor, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Amen. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Amen. That's right. You're going to have to become poor. He said, listen, these crowd, these bunch of, thank God, self-righteous Israelites, amen, they won't come to the supper, but he said, thank God, go out and get them poor people. Amen. Thank God, they'll be glad to come and eat this kind of meal. They'll be glad. Amen. That's what he said. Amen. Over there in Isaiah, thank God. Hey, when he has bidden them to come. Amen. I love that verse, Isaiah 55. He said, ho, everyone that thirsts to come, ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, he's poor. Amen. That's right. Come ye and buy and eat. Amen. Ye come buy wine and milk without money, without price. That's a good deal right there, friend. Amen. I'm telling you, what I've got's a good deal tonight. Amen. He gave me eternal life. He gave me peace down in my soul, glory to God. I'm telling you, thank God it ain't for sale. He gave it to me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, ain't nothing better. Thank God in having peace down in your soul. Amen. To God, friend. I'm telling you, he said, come. It's a free gift. It can't be bought. It's free tonight. Amen. Thank God for that, brother. Listen, it's free. God's a free giver. Amen. He don't put no charge to you. Amen. Thank God he charged his son with our sin. Amen. That we could have free grace. And that's just free grace. It ain't earned grace. It is free grace. Amen. That man sent me that free grace. A broadcaster. Amen. I'm telling you, I know about free grace. Because it's God's grace. And you don't do nothing to earn it. It's just the goodness of God giving it. Amen. The poor can have it. Amen. Listen. It wasn't a rich friend. It was a poor man. Amen. Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus did climb the tree. He had a good bit of money. He robbed people. Amen. God is a tax collector. Amen. Why did he say it? Restore him, because he knew he took it. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, he got some forgiveness when he come down the Lord. Amen. Said, thank God, we must buy up thy house. And they said, he's gone to be with a sinner. Amen. Listen, him riches didn't mean nothing to him. Amen. He has a willing to give fourfold away. Amen. He knew what, thank God, he needed. He needed Jesus. Amen. And Jesus went home with him. Amen. He's a rich man, friend. I tell you, Joseph Arimathea was a rich man. Amen. Thank God he was rich. Amen. But brother, listen, he used his old tomb. Amen. To take our Lord off the cross and put that, thank God, our Lord in his tomb. Amen. The barred tomb of Joseph. He is a rich man. Amen. Nicodemus was a rich man. Amen. He came to Jesus by night. Amen. Listen. Thank God he got born again, I believe. Amen. He, thank God that wrote. Amen. John 3:14. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so us the Son of Man be lifted up. I believe he got saved. I really do. I believe he is a rich man. Amen. But I'm telling you, brethren, thank God, friend, think about all the people who wasn't rich. I think about all the people, thank God, that that woman had to spend every dime she had. Amen. Reached through the crowd and touched the very hem of his garment. And her blood, thank God, dried up. And she was healed. Glory to God. Thank God. After she had to spend it all, thank God, before she got to him. Amen. The prodigal had to spend it all in the far country before he came home. Thank God, he had to get poor before he came back. And you have to get poor tonight. Thank God, within your own spirit. Thank God, if you're ever going to come to the supper. Amen. You're going to have to be poor tonight. Amen. That's right. You'll never come to God with your pockets full. Amen. That's right. That rich man didn't come to God because he didn't want to empty his pockets. He said, sell what you have and get the poor. Come follow me. He said he had too much. He had too much. Amen. The world's got too much. They don't need the God we know today. And we wouldn't know him if he hadn't chose to do something in her heart. Amen. That's right. These people don't want this. It's true God of the Bible. They want a God of convenience. They want a God that's convenient to them. They want a God of Sunday. They want a religion. They want a God of convenience. But you not get a God of convenience. He ain't just your deliverer from hell. He's your deliverer from sin. He's your Lord. Thank God. He's Lord of glory. He's your Savior. Thank God forever and every day you live. Amen. If you want that kind, thank God, get poor and come to him. Amen. That's right. Brother, we've got a bad day. We've got a Jesus in it. It ain't being preached. Amen. According to the scripture. You know what? You said, what'd you have to give up to get saved? I got him and I gave up everything else. Because I couldn't trust in nothing else. Amen. That's the best deal I ever had in my life. Amen. But I had to come poor. Amen. I couldn't say, well, I'm this and I'm that. Amen. It ain't your title. Amen. It ain't how much you got. It's who he is. Amen. And who you are. And you got to come poor. Amen. If you don't come poor, he called the poor. He said, go get the poor. Holy Ghost, go out through the man of God, get the poor. Call the poor in. Amen. And he said this, not only the poor, notice this. Amen. But he said then the maimed. That's what he said. Thank God. He said the poor, the maimed, that disabled crowd. Amen. They just can't get there. They ain't engaged. They disabled. Amen. But he's seeing disabled. You know that? And then you're seeing a flat disabled you. Amen. It'll maim you up. Amen. It'll bring scars in your life. It'll bring things. I'm glad God said, go get them. Amen, buddy. I tell you, some scars of sin in my life. I was maimed by sin. But I'm glad, thank God, he said, I want that one to sit in the great supper. I want that one to sit at my table. I want that one to sit. Amen. No matter what he's done, where he's been, thank God, go out there and call him. Amen. I know the other crowd ain't going to call him. I know the church, well, some of these churches ain't going to call him. Amen. They're looking for fame. Thank God, we need somebody that wants to eat. Amen. And that's the good gift we have tonight in God's Son. Amen. And no matter what we've done, where we've been, I'm glad he forgave all our sin. I'm glad, thank God, he's got enough mercy. Thank God, to sit at his table tonight. I'm glad for that. And brother, listen, if you're maimed tonight, and sin's maimed you tonight, I'm glad there's an invitation to come to him tonight. Amen. That's right. You should go out and get the poor. Amen. Would you have done that? Would you have said if you was going to fill your house up, would you have said to go out and get the poor people? Go out there and get them that's maimed. And I tell you this, go out there and get them that's been beat up by the world and by the drugs of this world. And they've let sin just about maim their life. And he said, you go out there and get them. You said, I want them. You know what? I'd like to have a whole church house of them. Amen. Wouldn't you? Amen. Because if you ever see yourself, son, the way God sees you, you saw sin maimed you. Amen. Sin maimed me. You see how maimed you are. You'll see how, brother, how disabled you are. Amen. Have people that think high of their self, they shall not be exalted. Amen. He said, humble yourself and you will be exalted. In due time. Amen. Listen. Amen. People so ashamed. I remember last night they had a little prayer request there at that meeting. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, help me just to hear them talk. And they said, I want you to pray for this family. I know them. And he said, this person had committed suicide. And he said, we don't know why they're so upset, the family is. And that brother got down and prayed for that family. And I'm telling you, sin. Listen, friend, we've left the thought of God. We've left the way of God. We've treated, my friend, amen, that you got to be certain respectful to ever be saved. And it ain't right, friend. You're going to have to be a sinner to be saved. And the church, friend, has a place of sinners. This church is to be a place for sinners. It ain't a place for self-righteous people. It's not a place, my friend, for refined people. This is a place for sinners. If you're not a sinner, you can't be saved. Amen. But if you're a sinner, you're sure a candidate tonight. Thank God to have your sin forgiven. Amen. No matter. Listen. Maimed by sin. Jesus said, go out and get them. Amen. Go get them. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, I've been maimed by sin in my life. But I'm glad he never forsook me, never left me. He had me on his radar. Thank God. Amen. He already, thank God, knew who I was. He knew what I was getting when he got me. Amen. But I'm telling you, he said, thank God I got a place for you. It amazed me the love of God he has. Amen. How deep it is. Amen. It's a long love. It's a deep love. Hey, that's God's love. And there's no love like it. Hey, you can't love man like it unless you've got the love of God in you. I'm telling you, we become so natural in the church that we forget the teachings of Christ. Amen. Go out and get the poor and the maim. Hey, God, don't look at your arms. Amen. Look for their heart. Amen. Don't look, my friend, at what they're doing. But look at what he can do for them. Hey, God, come to the supper tonight. There's hope for them. Amen. There's hope for a sinner tonight. Hey, God, go out and get them. Amen. That's right. He said, go out and get the poor and the maim. And then he said, go out and get the halt. That's somebody that's crippled. They can't walk in. Go out there and get them. Well, I remember a crippled man in the Bible, thank God, down Lodi Bar. Amen. That was crippled by a fall. Amen. That's right here. David, thank God, one day. Amen. The God of heaven put in his mind. Remember that covenant? Amen. You made with Jonathan. Amen. Is there any left of that house that I might show what kindness to him? Amen. Thank God. Here he said, there's one down in Lodi Bar. Amen. A pastorless place. Amen. Man couldn't walk, friend. Amen. His name was Mephibosheth. Amen. Thank God, old Mephibosheth down there. Amen. Crippled on his feet. And one day, thank God, the servant of David. Amen. Pulled up in the king's chair. Amen. Thank God he got Ziba, it was. That drove that king's chariot. Amen. Down there to Lodi Bar. A Lodi Bar means a pastorless place. It's a pastorless place, Brother Joe. Thank God ain't no bread down there. Amen. Thank God there's an old crippled boy looking out the window every day. Amen. Just probably waiting on death. Waiting on life to end. No hope he sees. Amen. Maybe some thoughts about his own daddy. And his grandpa dying. Amen. By the sword. I don't know, but I thank God. One day, amen, Ziba pulled the king's chariot. Thank God there in his house. Amen. Went in. Amen. And he thought he'd come to kill him. He said, I'm a dead dog. Amen. Why are you coming after me? He thought he was going to be, thank God, the next king. Amen. He could have been in the line. He was Saul's grandson. Amen. Jonathan's son. Amen. But listen, that ain't why he come. He didn't come to kill him. He come to take him. Amen. And he come and fetched him, the Bible said. Amen. Picked him up, no doubt. Amen. He said, what you gonna do with me? He said, I'm taking you out here and putting you in the king's chariot. He said, me in the king's chariot? I mean, I'm a dead dog. Amen. I'm nothing. Amen. But he said, no, I ain't got in the covenant. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, I was in the covenant a long time before I ever got here. Amen. Even though God let me run his sin. And God, my friend, friend let me go the wrong way. Thank God he had her set up, son. One day, thank God, the king was going to send a servant after me. Amen. I was crippled by sin. But thank God he sent a servant. Amen. It fixed me. Amen. Thank God I had no hope and no chance. And he came where I was at. I'm telling you, that's the way he is. Thank God he comes. My friend after them. I can't come for theirself. Amen. That's right. You can't come for yourself. He picked him up and put him in the king's chair. Amen. Heard old Brother Reed Cooper preach one time on Oh What a Ride. Amen. Back to the king's house. Amen. Put his feet under the table. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Put his old lame feet under the table. Amen. I tell you, no matter, listen, brother, it don't matter what the outside world says about you. Amen. They said, look at that old lame boy. Look at that old sinner boy. Amen. He just ain't arrived yet. Oh, he ain't gonna arrive till Jesus comes. But I tell you, thank God he's at the king's house. He's under the king's table. And he sat there, thank God. And he said, you can eat bread from my table always. Thank God there's gonna be a supply of bread for you. Amen. You ain't loaded bar no more. You're at the king's house. And brother, I'm telling you, he put him under the table. Slid him up under it. Amen. He restored him all that land. Hey God, he didn't deserve. But God's covenant was fine. Amen. And he had between God and David on that day. Thank God. Amen. He loved him. He said his love for her. Thank God, Jonathan. Amen. Was love that passed the love of women. Thank God, that meant, praise God. It was such a deep spiritual love. Amen. It was greater than any love that a man could ever possess. Amen. Right. Amen. He come for the halt. He said, go out and get them old crippled people. Amen. You know, God can take care of anybody, no matter they're crippled or not. You can look at people tonight and see they've been crippled by sin. They're crippled in the work of sin. He said, go out and get them. Go out and get them. See, you've been crippled by sin. I was crippled by sin. I couldn't get to God. I couldn't do nothing that God would even want. Not one thing. He'd come where you was at. You weren't looking for him. But he was looking for you. He'd come where you was at, Robert. On that little old pew back there. About like that. Thank God on the service that one day the Holy Ghost come to you and said, come on, son. I'm taking you. Amen. You're in the covenant. Amen. That's right, I remember you. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, brother, listen. Jesus didn't send after the rich. He didn't send after the healthy. He sent after the poor, halt, and maimed. And then the last one, he sent after the blind. That's somebody that couldn't see their way there. Amen. That's where we was. You couldn't see your way there. You go in the blind of the Bible, friend. You go back to Jesus. That was one of the great miracles of Jesus Christ. They said he opened the eyes of the blind. Could he not have raised the dead? Sure, he did. He done it after he said it. He resurrected, like he said this morning, Lazarus. But he said he opened the eyes of the blind. He opened blind men's eyes. Amen. He walked with John 9 when and actually, thank God, walked in a man's own yard while he was outside. His own neighbors was watching. And he spat on the ground, put it on his eyes, and told him to go walk. And he can't see it. Amen. Go get that man and bring him in. What about that man that lives beside him? No, he's self-righteous. Go get him. Amen. See, God's got to get you in that place before you'll ever come to him. Amen. Bartimaeus, I mentioned him a while ago. There's blind men all through the scripture. I mean, he spit in one blind man's eyes. Amen. He gave man sight just by their faith in calling upon him. But they was blind. They couldn't see. Jesus said, I want you to go get them that can't see. A servant went out and called them. And he said, I called them. And he said, they've came. And he said, yeah, there's room. Can I say this tonight for me? Amen. Yeah, there's room for you. There's room for you tonight. He said, I've done it. Yet there's room. He said, go out. He said, go out in highways and hedges and compel them to come in. I want my house filled. I want it filled. Thank God, this is a great supper. Thank God, I've made many and they won't come. But he said, go out and get them all. Go out in the highways and hedges. Go get that old Redmond boy. Amen. Thank God, go get that old Parker boy. Go get that old Blackwater boy. Go get him. Bring him in. There's room right here. I know he ain't nothing, praise God, but he is to me. Amen. He's a sinner. He's crippled. Hey, God, go get him. That's what I want. I want my house filled. Hey, God, with a bunch of sinners. Amen. That's right. But if we forgot that in the Baptist church, we don't believe God saved people no more. That's why we don't see nobody saved much. Because we're looking for them to reform before they get reborn. What's wrong with us? We don't think like Jesus. He said, my thoughts are above your thoughts. My ways are above your ways. The first thing we see in a sinner and see his actions and see a tattoo on his arm or earring in his ear, and I know that's unnatural somewhat. But at the same time, they're still sinners. They still need God. And just because they do that, don't send them to hell. Their unbelief sends them to hell. Amen. If you really looked in your own heart tonight and seen how sinful you and I were, and really where we've been and what we had done before God, we'd think, why did God come and pick me? I mean, why would He choose me? Why did He come to where I was at? And I was lost, living in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and doing what I wanted to. And I mean, this covered with lust and wickedness and corruption and vileness and unclean heart and sin. And that's all I did because that was my nature. I thought about Adam's nature in me. Hey, God, He's seeing, friend, it passed on me. And there wasn't one good thing, one sin that shows a man just how bad he is. He said, one sin, yes, one sin damned the whole race. One sin condemned me and you. One sin. You don't see how one sin is comparable to such a holy, righteous, almighty God that's without sin. That could not sin that Isaiah the prophet looked up and said, woe is me, a man of unclean lips. And listen, can you hear me tonight? The standard of God's up here. The standard of God's up here. The standard of God is higher than the heavens. And we're low because of sin. But He came down from heaven and took on the robe of flesh to die for me that He could save me. Amen. And listen to me. He said, praise God. He said, them that had been bidden, they ain't the taste of it. Brother, if you can't see the Gentile church in this thing, I don't know what you're looking at. Yeah. Go out in highways and hedges, compel them to come in. Poor, halt, maimed, blind. It's all a picture of the Gentile people. It's all a picture of a sinner. But we was the one that was outside the covenant. It wasn't given to us, Brother Todd. The oracles of God wasn't given to us. But thank God we've been grafted in. Amen. Made righteous by the blood of Christ. Saved by grace through faith. You say, I wonder why it keeps you cult going. The grace of God. Amen. Looking back at what He done for you and where He brought you from. Amen. Listen, friend, sin has nothing good about sin. A saved person says there's nothing good about sin. Even if a man sins and he's saved, and he does, he says there's no good and nothing good about sin. Hey, nothing good about sin. Amen. Because thank God He saved me from sin. Hey, God, He took me in from sin. Amen. That's why He's working on you. Thank God. Amen. That's why one day, praise the Lord, thank God, He'll make you perfect. Amen. Why would He look at you perfect tonight? Why would He look at you perfect tonight? Why would He look at Keith Remen or Joel Hyde or anybody in here and say, they're perfect because of His Son? That's who we're in. That's who we're in. There ain't, thank God. That's right, brethren. Listen. Amen. He glorified us in His own Son. Amen. I mean, we're complete in Him. Amen. God ain't temporal God, even though He works in a temporal way in our lives. He's already seen the finished work. Amen. Thank God, friend, that's why He chose you. Thank God unto salvation. Thank God to make you holy and make you like your Son. The whole thing about that is the purpose of God in your life to do something for you. Thank God that He might get glory. That's right. That's why He wants you. He wants to glorify His Son in you. Amen. That's why you're a peculiar people. You're a treasure to Him. It's hard to believe, but that's what you are. Amen. You're the apple of His eye. Amen. Amen. The apple of His eye. That's the center of the eye. apple of his eye. Glory to God. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm glad he loves me like that. He loves sinful people. He loves sinful people. That's right. He loves sinful people. He don't put much interest in self-righteous people. Paul was a self-righteous man. But buddy, he knocked him to the earth, son. He took everything out of him. He made him poor. Amen. He'd get to begging. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? He got to begging. Amen. He didn't have nothing after God's son Jesus shined on him. He had to knock him down. There wasn't many self-righteous people that got saved in the Bible because that religion kept them in bondage. A religion will keep you in bondage. If that's all you got, it'll keep you in bondage. Jesus will make you free. Amen. And give you grace. Amen. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God. Stand with me tonight in the church house. Let him say, praise God. Amen. I'm glad he took me as I was. Amen. He took you as you was. Amen. He did. Thank God he cleaned you up and then take you. He took you as you were. Thank God for that. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Brother Todd, have prayer for us. Thank you for the day. Thank you, Lord, for the good word of God.